derived from. A Cajun, everybody is a Cajun, but don't call a man a Cajun to his face. It's an insulting word. You understand? Because you're classifying him as being low class. Unless you are a Cajun yourself. You understand? You first let him know that you're a Cajun, and you call him a Cajun. We Cajuns, you understand? But don't tell him that Cajun over there. It's something like calling an Italian a Dago. You remember, I don't know if you've ever read Owen Worcester's, Worcester's, the Virginian? And Trappist was the villain.
Yeah.
And the Virginian was a hero, and they meet in a saloon, and Trappist goes to call the Virginian a son of a bitch, you understand? And he told him to his face, he says, when you say that, smile. In other words, you can joke with a man and call him an old son of a bitch, but when you get serious about it, it has entirely a different meaning. And a Cajun is that way. We Cajuns. You understand?
Yeah.
But don't imply that he alone is a Cajun. And a Cajun never lives next door to you. He lives somewhere down the road there, maybe 3 or 4 miles. You understand? And when you get down there, you ask him where the Cajun is. Well, he'll tell you it's 3 or 4 miles for his own.
Okay. All right. Now the word coonass, where did that come from?
Coonass is a corruption. Coonass originally shouldn't be used. It was considered a whore of French Creole extraction. Now that's the origin of the word. Governor Edwards said that on the, and I knew that. But somehow or other, it seemed to have been people that not knowing what they were saying, you understand? They sort of came into general use without knowing what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Now, other things that would be made out of cornmeal, the things that some people would eat with fish, they were round and they'd fry them and they might have onions in them or pepper.
I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call the name right now.
Yeah, you ever heard
some people specialized in
hush puppies?
Hush puppies, yes, I believe so.
Would they ever put any part of the hog in with the cornmeal when they were cooking?
Well,
take the lard that had been
Well, they would do cornbread had to always have so much lard in it. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, they used hog lard, but then and you ate cornbread. Made with and cracklings.
Crackling bread.
Cracklings. You know what cracklings are?
Crackling bread. Yeah, that was
not crackling bread. Cracklings.
That was a rendering from the lard.
Yeah,
right?
They took the lard, extracted from the fat. What was left was the cracklings.
Mm-hmm. Any other sort of cornmeal dishes you can think of?
No, I told you, cornmeal wasn't popular in this.
But did you ever seem like they would cook it up with milk and they would make it up real soft and?
Oh yeah, now wait, it's coming to me. We had in this French section what they call couscous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Couscous was made. It was lard, and you added salt to the cornmeal. If I remember, you may have put milk in it. And you sort of dried it out and cooked it in a pot.
Yeah, but there was difference between.
You know what I mean? It was a sort of like you parching something. You understand? You kept stirring it until it dried out, and it cooked. You're right. I'd forgotten that.
There was a difference between the type bread you'd buy at home and the kind you.